Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Cherie Newman. Uptown Butte is a unique place. It's one of the largest national historic districts in the country. Thousands of historic buildings sit in the 6-square-mile area that runs north and south from Walkerville to Front Street and east and west from the Berkeley Pit to Montana Tech. Jim Jarvis has been in charge of preserving that heritage during the last 5.5 years. He's now stepping down as Butte Silver Bow's historic preservation officer. We're here on the corner of North Main and Granite Streets, where the Hennessy Building rises toward the sky in red terracotta brick splendor, replete with ornamental leaded glass and archway entrance and wrought iron grillwork. Jarvis explains how this and other buildings in Uptown Butte have been repurposed during the last few decades.
Fortunately, it has been well maintained through the years and is now home to numerous professional offices, but originally was the famous Hennessy department store, which I believe shut down in the early 70s. But behind the Hennessy building is what was referred to as the Sears building. It had shut down as well. There had been a fire and so forth. It was a building that had been acquired by Butte Silver Bow through back taxes. Butte Silver Bow put a roof on it, kept it boarded up for the better part of 15, probably almost 20 years. And then ultimately a developer expressed interest in it about 10 years ago. And if I remember correctly, $9.5 million later, it's now the home of 34 loft apartments, the Sears lofts in the Sears buildings, and then an Uptown grocery store. You know, we haven't had an Uptown grocery store here probably for well over 20 years. So that's been a very exciting project, a major turning point here for Uptown Butte. And then also just the confidence, I think, that it's given to the community that developers are willing to invest that kind of money in Uptown Butte.
Jarvis points down the street to a tall, narrow building with ornate columns standing between large windows on the ground floor.
As an example of a recent project that's really made a difference here in the Uptown Butte commercial area is a Herber Tower here at the corner of North Main and Broadway Street. It had sat empty for the most part other than the first floor until about 5 years ago when it was acquired, and now each floor has been converted into a separate condominium apartment. So there's 8 floors of condominiums there, and all of them sold out in a relatively short period of time. I think the idea of getting more people to live in Uptown Butte is really going to be key to the long-term survival of the Uptown area. Getting people to live here and work here and play here is ultimately what's going to make or break the Uptown.
During the years he worked for Butte Silver Bow, Jim Jarvis coordinated many satisfying projects, such as the recent restoration of the 100-year-old stained glass dome inside the courthouse. He also experienced some frustration. I asked him to name a positive and a negative about his time as Butte Silver Bow's historic preservation officer.
I would have to single out the original mine yard. When I showed up here in 2009, that had just gotten off the ground. They had planted some nice grass and they kind of had a temporary stage, but the buildings and so forth were still kind of in rough shape. Over the last 5, going on 6 years, you know, it's been a lot of fun to fix up those buildings and make it a much more of a permanent facility so year after year it can be used for a variety of activities. That's been the positive. On the negative side, again, I think it would just be coming back to creating an effective demolition review program for Butte. There's just too many houses here for this population and the economy as it is. And so trying to come up with a program that recognizes that and hopefully will protect as much as can be protected, but also recognize and realize that we're going to have to make room for the new development to occur. The fact that I haven't been more effective or had more accomplishments in developing those programs and policies, I would say would be the downside of this job.
What's next for Jim Jarvis? He and his wife plan to move to a house they own in Virginia City, where they will both pursue new careers. You can see photographs of the restored Butte Silver Bow Courthouse Dome and some of the historic buildings in Uptown Butte at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.